A little bit about me. My sun sign is Scorpio and my moon is in Sagittarius. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm told my laughter is contagious, so we're going to laugh and have fun here. But that doesn't mean we won't talk about important and even complex things. I'm a New Orleans girl and we love the joy. People call New Orleans a party town, but it's really about spreading the joy. That's why I live here and that's why you're listening to The Jody Parmley Show. Hey, this is Jody Parmley. Thank you for tuning in to The Jody Parmley Show. We are going to have a great show today. Listen, if you are on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Jody Parmley, J-O-D-I-P-A-R-M-L-E-Y, and like my Fifi page on Facebook, Fifi the Book. I'd like to connect with you on social media. So today we are going to talk more about financial infidelity. Last week we talked a little bit about what are the obvious signs that you can see when a relationship is wrong or a partnership is wrong. And we talked about, you know, those obvious signs. I had some great feedback from fans and friends on that. They put their two cents in. Another obvious sign that they wanted me to mention is that when you don't get along with their family, that is a really good one, because I feel that people don't realize that when you enter into any kind of partnership or, you know, marriage, that you are going to be dealing with the family. And some people say you marry the family. I think that's very true. In my case, my engagement was so brief. It was only 9 months. I not only did not get to know my future spouse very well, I did not get to know his family very well. And as a result, I was sort of schmoozed, you know, for those 9 months into thinking that these were just the greatest people in the world, and they were pretty much just seducing me. I really didn't know that at the time. I was 28, 29 years old. I really was naive and gullible, and I just took people at face value. So many people really do try to sort of schmooze you, seduce you. You have to be aware of that. And once I got married, then it was really kind of too late. And then I saw their true colors. I saw their other sides. A lot of that juicy goodness I'm going to save for book two. I know a lot of people want me to talk more about, you know, what happened in my case. I do talk a lot about what happened to me in the blog that I didn't, you know, really address in the book, because in the book I sort of had to stay on message. But again, some of that I really would like to save for book two. I mean, this family is just the gift that keeps on giving. So my advice to you is that if you're in a situation like this, I do think the pen is mightier than the sword. I do write about that in my book. And listen, you don't have to be a published author. I got lucky on that. I was fortunate. You can blog. You can create a website. There are other ways that you can write and get your message out there. My advice is don't use real names. And it's a lot more fun to make up names anyway. And you can laugh and have a good time with that. So just keep that in mind. Writing is a really healthy process. So I highly recommend that. So that's just a little feedback from last week's show that I wanted to address before we got started on what we're going to talk about today. Today, the question is, what do I do if I suspect financial infidelity? So there's a lot of aspects to this. They can run from practical to legal. And the feedback that I'm getting from my readers is that they want both. They would like to know both. So first, I can talk about the legal ramifications. These are in the book, Fifi. They are actually contributed by my attorney. So this is really good, quote unquote, free legal advice just for the price of the book. But he has about four recommendations here. The first one is, do not sign or give permission for your name to be signed on any documents that you do not thoroughly review. If you are not sure what you are signing, have it reviewed by an attorney. So that's very good advice. Number two, gather any and all documentation discussed above and any other documents you can get your hands on. Make copies and try to keep the originals, if at all possible. Keep all materials in a safe place that you or someone you trust can access. An example of this would be a safety deposit box in a bank. That would be a great way to keep those things in a safe place. I know I did that, and it helped me tremendously. Number three, get to a lawyer to discuss your options, including a matrimonial agreement to terminate the community regime and separate your property while remaining married or even divorced. So this brings up something that I did not realize existed, but if there is financial infidelity in a marriage and the couple, for whatever reason, still wants to cohabitate, raise their children, stay under one roof, they can separate the money and the assets while still remaining married. So that's very important to know. Number four, stay calm and do not discuss your actions with your spouse until you have been advised by an attorney. That's very good advice too. I did not do that. You know, again, at the time, I just trusted my spouse implicitly, and I just thought, you know, if I'm just above board about everything and I'm just letting him know what I'm doing, you know, it's the best way to handle it. It was not the best way to handle it. And unfortunately, there are people out there who want to get dirt on you, who, you know, are not, you know, as same integrity as you might be. So just be aware of that. We are going to go to a break now, and we'll be right back.
All Nations Radio plays a dual role by also keeping you aware of current news with just the best programs from Bishop Samuel McGill and Evangelist Beverly Vaughn. All Nations Radio gives you a community station with great programs mixed with music for your soul and today's Christian artists while keeping you current about national news you can use.
Contact All Nations Radio. It's so easy to drop us a line at 921 North Morrison Boulevard, Hammond, Louisiana, 7040. Or you can call 985-393-0125. Fax us at 985-247-8222. Or just email us today at smcgill@allnationsradio.net.
Family and friends, we are All Nations Radio, going out into all the world.
Okay, we're back. For those who are just joining us, we're having a great discussion here today about my book, Fifi. Fifi is available on Amazon.com. You can purchase it there. And if you like the book, we'd love for you to leave a great review. That helps us keep the amazing message of Fifi going and reaching as many lives as possible. So today we're talking more about financial infidelity, and we were just wrapping up some of the legal ramifications of what do I do if I suspect financial infidelity. And also, I'm getting from my readers that they not only want to know the legal ramifications, but they want to know how do you literally take the steps to start to leave. And those are really difficult steps. What I just went over with you is not easy. Just finding an attorney and taking that step, for me, and I write about this in the book, was one of the most difficult things that I had ever done in my life. And certainly my life to that point had not been a bed of roses. But I, you know, I had been in a marriage for almost 20 years, and we had three beautiful children. And it was very, very difficult for me just to open that telephone book and see if I could find an attorney that I could go talk to, make an appointment with. So I totally understand how difficult that is, believe me, and it's not an easy thing. The other thing that I think you need to do, and I think we talked about this in the last couple of shows, including the interview, is you have to let people know what you're going through. They can be there for you to maybe have a safe place that you can go to with your kids, or even if it's just going to be you, some place where you can go maybe for a few days just to think, take some steps, talk to other people, talk to professionals. I highly recommend, you know, all of the above. But you really need to know you can't do this all by yourself. It's not going to be something that you can keep a secret. You have to be open. You have to let people in. And so I really hope that with the book, Fifi, my steps and how I do that is really in the story. I don't really list things that you're supposed to do to leave. I really tell you in my story how I did it and how it felt and the people there that were there to help me. And I have to tell you, I really do believe this, is that if you need something and you're in trouble, people do show up. People can be there for you. And it's an amazing kind of miracle the way that happens. The universe is just there for you. So again, just know that if you're in a situation like this, you are dealing with an individual, a spouse or a partner, even a business partner, that does not have the same character and integrity that you have. They don't think the way that you do. One of the first things I was asked by our marriage counselor was, does he have anything on you? Well, that just kind of like, what? What do you mean? Does he have anything on me? And I was like, no, he doesn't have anything on me. And so you have to understand that people like this are trying to get dirt on you in some way, shape, or form. And if they can't find dirt on you, they'll make it up. They'll just lie. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. So I'm just being really honest. You know, my book, Fifi, is very raw and very real. This is the caliber of people that are in the world, and they are not probably like you, certainly, but certainly we have to be aware of this. So the other question I wanted to talk about today is, am I the only one affected by my ex-spouse's or partner's financial infidelity? By all means, no. If this individual is doing this to you, I promise you he's doing this to other people, either in his workplace, his office, you know, his other relationships. You know, it was interesting to me in my situation. We never really went out a whole lot. I did not have dinner with his clients. I didn't really meet any of his, a whole lot of his clients. I can say that maybe in the 20 years we were married, I might have met, I don't know, three or four of his clients. It wasn't a whole lot of that sort of intermingling of his two lives, as I later learned. You know, he really had a double life going on. And so I also noticed in his workplace there was a high turnover. And I had, for a while, we were having Christmas dinner with his office, you know, staff and that kind of thing. We would go to Drago's and, you know, we'd have a really great meal. And I really liked some of his staff. They were funny. They were engaging. They were good people. And then they were gone. And I tried to get answers for that. I'm like, why is so-and-so leave? Oh, we had a falling out or this didn't work out. In retrospect, I realized that he was probably, you know, putting them in a position that they knew was not on the up and up, that possibly was criminal behavior that they did not want to be a part of. So if your partner has a secretary or associates and general staff, there is no doubt that they are sucked into. They may have been asked to sign your name, witness your signature, or even notarize it. I know just from talking to my attorney, that's a big problem now in big law offices. The law associates are being pressured to notarize by their boss documents that the person is not actually there to witness or there's no verification of the signature. Very big problem right now. So my ex had, again, like I said, a high turnover rate in his law office. I was seeing good people leave. I really couldn't understand why. And I'm sure some people were asked or even witnessed activity that they were not okay with and therefore left. So thank God, you know, I talked about this in my interview. I did have a friend who worked for my ex for about 10 months. She was someone I went to high school with and very smart woman, and she could see that things were corrupt in the law office. So she left, and she's the one that saw my signature on tons of documents, as she told me. So I was very fortunate to have her to tell me the skinny, like I like to say. When she did leave, she made it clear she did not want her name on a single piece of paper in that office. Many people in this situation who stay in these law offices or any type of business office fear for their jobs, and they are willing to lie, they are willing to cheat and steal to keep it. And that includes defending the boss. That happens all the time. People defend the boss, and it is what I call being bought. There are people out there who are willing to be bought. I find that some of the most honestly, when you're honest and live a life of integrity, you become one of the most dangerous and feared people. Because when you can't be bought, when you don't have a price, then they can't control you or manipulate you. So just know that there's no weakness in being honest. There's no weakness in living an honest life because, you know, you don't have a price. And people really do fear that the most. So that's my advice there. Another question I wanted to touch on today is something that's, you know, very sad and, you know, very heartfelt. But how does financial infidelity affect the children in a marriage, in a family? To destroy a family because of greed really and truly just goes beyond my comprehension. Who do these people think they are? I can say this, never mind their net worth, they are morally bankrupt. Believe it or not, some couples do not divorce. And this has happened to a friend of mine, another friend that I went to high school with. Her parents did not divorce. Her father did go to jail. He was an attorney. He was, you know, indicted. And her mother had cancer. And so her mother eventually did pass away. But herein lies the problem for the future. If the charges against a spouse are criminal and he or she is incarcerated, you have to know what becomes of the family. And in this particular case, when the husband was jailed and the mother died of cancer a few years later, guess who picked up the tab? That's right, the adult children. So my friend and her siblings are still paying off their father's debt to the federal government for tax evasion well into their 50s with no end in sight. The government constantly watches their activities. It's very hard for them to travel. It's a nightmare. So because I divorced my children's father, they are delivered from that future burden, and so am I. So this is another reason, and I kind of touched on this a little bit in the synopsis on the back of my book, but I really do believe that financial infidelity is more destructive than sexual infidelity. Because, again, for this reason, we're talking about criminal activity. You're putting your entire family, especially the children, in jeopardy. So this is something that carries on into the future. So it's very, very important to understand the differences there and why this is so critical and why the separation and getting out is so very important. I know that there are, you know, people, their families, their, you know, spiritual beliefs, what have you, you know, really don't condone divorce. And I was certainly raised that way too. I was raised as a Catholic. But you have to know the seriousness, you know, of this. You have to understand that your children and yourself are in jeopardy. So we're going to go to another break again, and we'll be right back.
This is Bishop Samuel McGill, and I want to speak to all business owners. If you want your business to be a spotlight business of the week on our All Nations Morning Show Live, I want you to call us today, 985-393-0125. We want to expose your business to all of our listeners. Again, 985-393-0125. All business owners, you can call us today and spotlight your business on our All Nations Morning Show Live. 985-393-0125.
A job at All Nations Radio is unlike any you've had. You'll be challenged, you'll be inspired, and you'll be proud because whatever your job is, you'll be a part of something big. All Nations Radio offers not only interesting and challenging work, but work leading to a radio station that will benefit the public now and for years to come. All Nations Radio offers employment opportunities in a number of fields. We strive to hire not just the best team members, but team members that want to be even better and be an integral part of creating a one-of-a-kind, world-class internet radio station for our viewers and listeners. For employment considerations, please call our station manager, Samuel McGill, at 985-393-0125.
Okay, so we are back. For those who are just joining us, we're having a great discussion here today, taken from my book, Fifi, Fifi is available on Amazon.com. You can go there, purchase the book. We even have it on Kindle and paperback. And if you like it, we'd love for you to leave a great review for Fifi to help us spread this amazing message and help reach as many lives as possible. We're all about sharing that strength, hope, and experience. So my hope is that our talk today inspires you to go out and make the world a better place. And we're going to continue this discussion about financial infidelity. And this is the next question that we have. How has my extended family seen a devious side of my ex-spouse or partner? I would say chances are high that indeed your extended family has seen a devious side, but they are probably very hesitant to talk to you about it. And, you know, we've touched on this a couple of times, and you may seem happy to them, or there may be dependents such as children. You know, no one really wants to step out and rock the boat. However, if you would ask them, they may tell you, and if they see you're in trouble, they may be all the more inclined to tell you what they know. In my experience, that is exactly what happened. It seemed like a dam broke once I talked about my circumstances and let people in. And you will be very, very surprised, I think, at how much they have to tell you. And I do talk, a fair amount about this in my book. My family, you know, when you marry an attorney, of course, you know, people are like, well, can I go talk to so-and-so? I'm having some issues. Or, you know, your spouse may even offer to your family, you know, I'll help you out with your will. I'll help you out, you know, get this new business started, you know, which is exactly what my ex did. He offered himself to my family as a support, as a professional. And when they went to him, and this was totally unknown to me at the time, but when they went to him, in one case, he just made my particular family member just feel like dirt. And I heard that over and over again, and it was shocking to me that he had a way of speaking to people and looking at them as if they were dirt. And again, it was just shocking. I guess I had no idea that he was doing this at the time. And again, this was happening long before I filed for divorce. I had no idea this was going on. I also had another family member who was trying to start a business. And, you know, my ex offered his legal services to him, said he would help him, you know, get everything done. And so, you know, my family member was like, that sounds great. You know, who wouldn't say that? I'd love to come talk to you about it. It just all went so bad. I never knew the details at the time. I would come to visit my family and go to birthday parties and that kind of thing. And this particular person would come up to me and say, things are just so bad. I can't believe this has happened. And I was like, what? What happened? Tell me. I don't even know. And he would just look at me and shake his head. He would just say, it's just so bad. And I know there was a part of him who wanted to maybe tell me, but then again, there was a part of him that didn't want to rock the boat. So, you know, these were like questions I had in my head. I was like, I don't know what's going on. And because I trusted my spouse, again, implicitly, like I said, I just didn't know. I didn't know that he was basically just treating them so badly and really just, you know, doing them in, honestly. So, you know, there are other people, you know, who have seen a devious side, trust me, in this particular person that is creating financial infidelity in your life. So from there, we're going to go to a question that I think is really, really important, because I feel that financial infidelity is really an epidemic at this point. Again, I tell people, I know my story is not unique. What happened to me happens to women every minute of every day. But it not only happens to women, it can happen to men, and it can happen in business partnerships. Fifi has a lot of male fans. As a matter of fact, I was at work yesterday and a gentleman called. He wanted to know if he could purchase the book where I was working. And so I talked to him for a little bit, and I usually bring a few copies with me. So I said, how did you find out about the book? He said, well, I'm just going through a divorce, and my friends were talking about your book, Fifi, and they said I had to read it, that it was hilarious, you know, and so I really would like to, I'd really like to read it and buy it from you if you have a copy there. So I get this, you know, I get this really great male fan base, and it's something that I was hoping for. I was hoping, of course, that Fifi would appeal to a lot of people. But to be honest with you, Fifi is not going to be everyone's cup of tea. Fifi is more like a shot of whiskey. You know, in my title, there's an expletive that, you know, I'm not going to mention. But it's sort of the title. I went with that because I wanted people to know that the reading was going to be raw and it was going to be real. So it's sort of a sign of what's you're in for when you do read Fifi. But I like that about the book. You know, I want to have an audience, you know, that really is enjoying the book, loving the book. And so because we're dealing with so many issues on greed, I think, in our culture today, I wanted to talk about what does integrity and accountability look like. I think for many people, they really don't know what accountability and integrity look like. You know, it sort of seems like esoteric language. So they may have not had an opportunity to even recognize it. But let me be very clear, you absolutely can recognize these attributes in a concrete fashion. And the number one way that you can recognize integrity and accountability is transparency. Businesses and individuals have to welcome and demonstrate transparency in order to acquire and maintain integrity and accountability. If activities are concealed, not exposed to public scrutiny, or an individual thinks that they are above being criticized or above the law, you need to beware. In my blog, I talk a little bit about this, and I have this iconic picture of Morning Call, which is a beignet and coffee shop here in New Orleans, longtime business. And under that iconic sign, it's a coffee cup with Morning Call and neon lights, and it says open 24 hours. And I really feel that, you know, if you're going to be in any kind of relationship, business, you know, even our government, you know, you need to be open. You need to be open 24 hours. And I feel that if you have that public scrutiny, it's incredibly powerful. You know, without publicity, it is said that all other checks are insufficient. In comparison of publicity, all other checks are a small account. So when I went public with what happened to me, when I wrote a book, had it published, you know, made a commercial, had billboards, you know, I really put my message and my platform out there because the publicity is really important. People need to know what's happening. And if they don't know what's happening, then they're not going to be able to, you know, stop it from happening in their life, their children's life. And so basically, you're in the court of public opinion. And I think that that is probably the most important court there is. You're taking it to the streets. And that's a very important thing because I really do want and I hope that this inspires people to make the world a better place. I think that that is what we are called to do, each and every one of us. And I think that when all of these aspects, government, businesses, relationships are open, things actually become stronger. So integrity and accountability is something that, you know, is very real. You can definitely wrap your mind around it. You know, it's called, you know, having checks and balances, having oversight. Too many things go unchecked and unchallenged, unfortunately. And, you know, we need to be involved. We need to know what's happening. And so be open. These things need to be open, like the Morning Call neon sign says, 24 hours. So anyway, and you know, I also talk a lot about Fifi, about our local corruption, speaking about government, speaking about integrity and accountability. Unfortunately, New Orleans, being a great town that it is known for its corruption. So I do talk about local corruption on both sides of the lake, just to let you know that. I do change the names of a lot of people and places, but it makes for an interesting read, and people have a lot of fun connecting the dots. So that is about all we have for today. I hope that this information was helpful to you, and I will see you again. Thank you for tuning into The Jody Parmley Show. Make sure you visit our website at jodyparmley.com or email us at jodyparmley@yahoo.com. And also, you can reach out to us on Facebook at Fifi the Book and on Twitter at Jody Parmley. You've been listening to The Jody Parmley Show on Stellar Award-nominated All Nations Radio. Know that you are safe, you are strong, and you can do this. Until next time, sunshine.